Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 8:15. The search for victims of the earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia is continuing. More than 5,000 people are thought to be missing following the disaster. Almost 2,000 have been confirmed dead. Cambridge-based SOS Children's Village is looking to provide support to those in need. And Faye Farthing is from the organisation and joins us this morning. We'll talk a little bit later about Indonesia in particular, but could you tell us a little bit about the work SOS Children's Village does around the world?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning to you both. Thank you very much for having me. So SOS Children's Villages UK is the UK arm of a global charity spanning across 125 different countries, and our work is to support children who have either lost parental care or those children who are at risk of losing it. We also work in emergency situations such as in Indonesia, where we're on the ground supporting these vulnerable children who really need our support.
Fantastic. And how come you're based in Cambridge?
Yeah, it's strange because I looked at all the phone numbers, the local phone numbers, UK 01223. But there's also like a Swiss operation, which is presumably where headquarters are.
Yes. So our office is based in Cambridge, and we're incredibly proud to be based in Cambridge. And we recently ran a campaign called Walk a Mile around refugees, and Cambridge is a real hub for supporting that community. So it's brilliant to be based here.
That's super. Well, we'll talk a little bit more in detail about Indonesia after 8:30. But you already have a presence there, I think.
Yes, absolutely. So we have 8 village communities in Indonesia, and all our children are safe, which is brilliant. However, there are a number of children, around a third of the children affected by the earthquake are in need of our support. So we've got a team out there at the moment, and we're really hoping we can get to those vulnerable children.
Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The search for victims of the earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia is continuing. More than 5,000 people are thought to be missing following the disaster. Almost 2,000 have been confirmed dead. Cambridge-based SOS Children's Villages is looking to provide support to those in need. And Faye Farthing is with us this morning from Cambridge-based SOS Children's Villages. You already offer assistance, I think, to those in Indonesia, as a matter of course, one of the things that you do. And I'm wondering how far away that is from Sulawesi Island, where a lot of the trouble has been centred recently.
So our nearest village is 900 kilometres away from Palu, where the earthquake has hit. All our children are safe, but we are trying to reach
them. Long way away. Do you know what sort of effect is there, if you like, in other parts of the country? Is there sort of like knock-on effect, as it were?
There are around 70,000 people that have been internally displaced through the devastation of the earthquake, and around a third of these are children. So children are on the move, often on their own, trying to find safety. So that's one of the main concerns for us at the moment.
The kind of work you do, so as a matter of course, where you're based in Indonesia, what sort of services are you providing from there? And then how can that be extended following the earthquake?
At the moment, we have 8 village communities across Indonesia, and they provide family-like care to children who have lost their parents. And in the earthquake, what we're trying to do is we have sent a team of specialists out there who are trained in child welfare. And in addition to this, what we want to do is we want to send additional specialists to where the earthquake has hit to provide child-friendly spaces that would allow children to help recover from their ordeal in safety.
So does it really, something like this kind of exacerbates problems that are already there?
Absolutely, and that's why we really want to provide that necessary support to children, including mental and physical support for them, as well as providing a family.
We've heard in the last few days or so that the Indonesian authorities, for whatever reason, best known to themselves, don't seem to be too keen on foreign aid workers coming in to help them, which seems to be bewildering, really. Have you experienced any difficulties with this?
We're incredibly concerned that welfare specialists such as SOS Children's Villages are being our barriers are being put in our place in order to support these children. And all we want to do is we want to get to these children and we want to provide the necessary care to help them recover from this ordeal.
So what sort of issues are you facing? Is it simply a matter of, you know, somebody turns up at an airport and they're turned back, or...?
So access to Parloo is limited in terms of transport, and the government has prioritised access for doctors, nurses and engineers, and they've made little provision for child welfare specialists like us to actually get to where the earthquake has hit to support.
So what... I'm intrigued by this, because obviously you're there anyway. You have a base, as we've said, already in the country. So the authorities have said, yeah, OK, you can go ahead and do your work. What is it about the attitude of the Indonesian authorities generally which is now making them say, at a time of crisis, sorry, no thank you, we don't think children are important enough to us?
It is incredibly concerning, and although the Indonesian authorities are doing what they can to support these children, it needs to be down to those specialists like SOS Children's Villages to get into these areas to really provide that support.
Yeah, but they're saying, you know, we don't need the help, and I'm trying to work out as to why they're turning the help away.
I'm not sure exactly why they are turning that support away, but what we need to do is we need to turn our attention to the Indonesian government to ensure that that attitude is changed.
Well, so what's the normal procedure for these things? If I'm trying to think of another country where you might operate, you know, presumably somebody picks up a phone from your office to, I don't know, the embassy or whatever in this country. How does it work?
It completely is dependent on the country where we are operating. So in Indonesia, obviously, it is concerning that the authorities there are almost denying organisations like SOS Children's Villages the right to go in and to support these children. But I think it does depend on country to country what their system is in place.
Are you confident that you'll make it through?
I hope so, and the children in Indonesia really do need our support, and it's incredibly encouraging that we have been able to send a team out there already, and hopefully the Indonesian authorities will really understand, once our team are out there, what support we are able to provide and what other support other charities are equally able to provide, and hopefully we'll be able to implement our child-friendly spaces to help these children.
Yeah, and I hope so too. Now, I know there's a general appeal which is out for Indonesia at the moment. Do you have your own section to that, or are you joining in with the main appeal?
Yes, so people are able to donate on our website, which is www.soschildrenuk.org, and people can donate directly to the Indonesian children there.
Okay. Well, Faye, thank you very much for coming in and joining us this morning. Hope it all goes well.
Thank you.
And your colleagues make it through to Indonesia at this
time.
That's Faye Farthing from SOS Children's Villages.